Mpumalanga.
Indeed, I'm joined in on the line by the convener of the MK Party in Mpumalanga, Mambu Sithole, and she joins us in conversation, looking ahead of their march that they'll be leading this coming Friday, that the MK Party intends to march and say Abawafuna Masela, down with corruption is among some of the slogans they're leading with. Advocate, good evening.
Good evening, Musa. Good evening to your listeners.
Advocate, maybe talk us through around how is this march congregated. Are you going to be marching in Mpumalanga, or are you joining other MK Party members of different provinces in leading this, somewhat of a less national issue?
No, actually, this is the Mpumalanga march. We'll be marching in Mbombela. We will be marching on Friday, the 1st of August, in support of the national call by Umkhonto we Sizwe that we do not support the Commission of Inquiry. We're saying the President is acting unconstitutionally by putting Osenzo Mchunu on leave, appointing Ufi Rose Kachalia, using the wrong sections of the law, and now Gwede Mantashe is acting. So there's three ministers where taxpayers, the monies are wasted, and tomorrow is also a court case where Umkhonto we Sizwe will be, or has taken the president to court, or the matter will be heard at constitutional court. So we, as Mpumalanga, are saying as well, we're tired of the treatment and the behavior of some of the police and the corruption and the crime.
Maybe just briefly, I want us to just firstly exhaust this part that you've introduced in the conversation, that of the Constitutional Court. The MKP president, former President Jacob Zuma, is taking the sitting president on issues of private prosecution, am I correct?
No, it's not that. The hearing tomorrow, it relates to the matter of Mkhwanazi. The unconstitutional behavior of the president relating to placing Umkhonto on special leave, appointing the acting minister, there's no provision like that in the constitution. So the matter tomorrow relates to that.
Yeah, what is then the MK Party stance on that? Because, you know, my observation is that, Professor Kachalia, even today, he's continuing. I mean, you would swear that he's already sworn in. Or he's taken the oath there as an acting minister, because he's been, you know, largely in the media. He's, you know, talking about some of the things that he's going to be doing as soon as he's enacted into the office. What do you make of these many ministers within that particular portfolio of police? I mean, you've got acting, two actings, but also the one that is on leave. Obviously, the issue of the taxpayers' money they've been utilized heavily to subsidize this particular exercise. What becomes the MKP's view, particularly as you are in Mpumalanga?
You know, the Umkhonto we Sizwe, we've been saying, I think you've seen also in Parliament, the party leader, deputy president, and the chief whip, we've even been saying the president, Ramaphosa, there should be a motion of no confidence. This president is acting rogue because he is violating the constitution, and he should be a constitutional being. As I said, there's no provision in the constitution which allows him to conduct himself like he does, appointing the acting minister who is not a member of parliament. Though the constitution does allow him to appoint somebody like that, but not the way he is introducing this matter. And there's no provision in the constitution which allows him to put a minister on special leave. The powers of the president are to appoint and to remove. So as Mkhonto we Sizwe, one of the demands is remove Senzo Mchunu. Senzo Mchunu must be arrested, and you are seeing the fruits of what Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has been saying.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen arrest left, right, and center.
So.
And that's what he's saying, that we need to assimilate what Nhlanhla is doing, because there's a lot of whistleblowers who must be protected and who must be taken seriously, you know, when they come forth and reveal such evidence.
Yeah. How are you then organizing the march in Mpumalanga? Where are you starting and where are you ending? To whom do you want to submit the memorandum to? Is it community safety, security, MEC? Is it the acting police commissioner?
We will be submitting our memorandum to the acting police commissioner, and we are going to congregate at the square, not far from the offices of the commissioner. So we will be moving from there 11 o'clock and then walking towards the office of the provincial commissioner.
Sure.
Then we will be delivering that memorandum there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you'll be moving from Upper Square, I believe that's the place you're talking about, and then just marching to the provincial staff offices there. What seems to be at the... Okay, so you've mentioned one of the parts, but I'd like to know what is on the memorandum, what is on the long list of the demands among the removal and the arrest of Minister Mkhunu.
You know, the call we are making to all Mpumalanga residents, because we are saying in Mpumalanga we are still also facing a serious issues of crime. We are marching against crime in all forms. You know, you talk about the killings. I mean, in Malaseni we are now experiencing another killing. In Mkondo there's another killing. And those killings which are related to crime or drugs or political killings. So we would want the police to be acting speedily on those killings relating to gender-based violence. We are marching against corruption. I mean, we've seen even the change of the executive by the premier, where he's moving the speaker to the Minister of Education, when the speaker, we as MKs, we've accused her of not treating MK Party fairly and how our resources were utilized. And I think we are going to also, you know, demand that there must be proper investigation of the issue relating to those laptops. We cannot allow the premier to be the referee and the player. So we demand that there must be an independent investigation. We demand as well the publication of all the service providers in the school nutrition, because we need that transparency. So we demanding the issues which will reveal the corrupt practices, and after revealing those, we then demand that and they be acted to against. And we encouraging our whistleblowers, because, you know, in South Africa, whistleblowers are the worst affected, because you find that they are killing our whistleblowers. I mean, we've seen in the Lagasindiso attack, we've seen issue twice, yes, and so we are saying there must be proper protection to whistleblowers, and encourage people to come forth, and encourage police and members who are very, you know, serious about their work to emulate Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi to deal with the challenge of drugs. Young people, babunya upe, and nothing has been done. All those who are selling drugs are not behind bars. They are paying bribes. So this is affecting each and every family in Mpumalanga. So we're calling upon everyone to come out so that we can march against this.
Yeah. Advocate, what is your view? I'm not sure if, as a party, you've already pronounced yourself or you've looked carefully at the subs of our problems. I mean, we have an acting police commissioner as a result of the police commissioner placed on suspension. There was a court ruling that said she must go back. we've not really seen that materialize. Where do you stand as a party on that issue?
You know, there must be a proper process which is followed. I mean, if the court has decided that she must be, reinstated, let that be done, and the proper process be followed. The acting police commissioner should also assist in making sure that there's respect of the rule of law. And if she's taken back, there's evidence against her, let the process be taken properly. And if that justifies that possibly removed or dismissed, let that happen so that we don't have a situation where now there's a person who's paid at home, now there's an acting person who's also paid. And there are also allegations against the current acting provincial commissioner, which again justifies that the leadership of the South African Police Service, they clean their house, they make sure that there's no doubts and there's no questionable or issues of credibility. So that's what I would say. As Mkhonto receives it, we are saying down with the corrupt police. We are saying we cannot allow a situation where there is questionable behavior, from the police on issues such as this.
Yeah, without a doubt. Advocate, really appreciate your time as always. Really appreciate you talking to us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good